This is Sam. Thank you for visiting teachbible.org. Daily Insight for March 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 16, verse 2. It says there, I said to the Lord, You are my Lord. I have no good besides you. End of quote. David, the king of Israel, reflects his past painful experiences and severe trials and makes this statement to the Lord. He says, You are Lord. Every good thing I have comes from you. End of quote. We know all the things that happen in our life is not good. However, the Bible says God is always good. And He does good things for you. Although everything happens in your life is not good, God is powerful and willing to turn the bad things for your good when you seek Him in prayer. Because God knows all, no bad things happens without first sifting through the filters of His loving fingers. Therefore, God can take your bad and make good out of it. It is His prerogative to do so. This is why the Bible says God causes all things to work together for good to those who love Him, to those who are called according to His purpose. Beloved, when we seek Him in prayer, Bible says in the book of Psalm 66:18, that if I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. End of quote. What that means is this. If I had ignored my sins, the Lord would not have listened to me. It is essential to look into our heart and confess any known sins when we pray and seek Him. Bible affirms God is good and He does good things for you. Listen some of the passages from the Bible. Jesus said in Matthew 7:11, If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? End of quote. James 1:17 says, Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. Psalms 34:10 says, The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Psalms 103:5 says, God satisfies your ears with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Job 22:18 says, Yet He filled their houses with good things, but the counsel of the wicked is far from me. Psalm 107 verse 9 says, For He has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul He has filled with what is good. You see, the thought of how good God is should be in our mind and soul. Do not fret and quit when bad things happen. There is a reason why bad thing happens. God includes and accommodates bad things also in His overall sovereign plan and purpose. God can turn your bad to good. And you will praise and thank Him later for the bad things that happened as well. You will testify like King David and say to the Lord, Every good thing I have comes from you, O Lord. God satisfies a thirsty and hungry soul. My friend, are you thirsty and hungry for God? Would you seek God first more than everything else? He will fill you with what is good. If you are thirsty and hungry for God, you would not go anywhere else. You would come to Jesus Christ because He is the image, the radiance of God's glory, and the exact representation of the living God. Hebrews 1:3. Jesus Himself said, Anyone has seen me has seen the Father. End of quote. John 14:9. Dearly beloved, come to Jesus and satisfy your thirst and hunger for God and get filled with all of God's good things in your life. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand everything, every good thing comes from you only. All the bad things that happened in my life also sifted through your loving fingers. I believe you can turn my bad into good. Lord, I come and acknowledge my sins to you. I don't hide any sins. I confess my sins to you. I look to that cross where your Son, your only Son, shed his blood for all of my sins. Jesus, please come into my life and save and bless me today. Please help and deliver me from all my fears and bless me with your goodness. I look to you, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.